Masechet Tamid, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Bet, the Kohanim now get prepared to offer the Korban Tamid, Shel Shahar, the daily Korban of the morning. It was offered every morning, and was offered at the end of every afternoon. The Tamid could only be brought during the daytime, like the Pasuk tells us, Beyom Zibhachem. When the Pasuk tells us regards the Korban, it says it has to be during the Yom, during the daytime. So therefore, the Kohanim would make sure that it was day before they brought the Korban. The definition of day is after dawn, when the rays of sunshine are entering the atmosphere, even though we never saw the sunrise yet. Mishnah says, Amar lahem hamimuneh, the Kohen on duty, the appointed Kohen, would tell one of the Kohanim, Se'u ur'u im higia zemana shehita, go out and go to a high place in the Bet HaMikdash where you have the ability to see whether the time for the Korban Tamid has arrived. Im higia haro'e omer barkai. If the time arrived, then the Kohen who saw it says barkai. Barkai means there is light. It literally means shining. So the Kohen would wait until he sees that glow of light from the east, and then he would say, Barkai, that the dawn has arrived. Matya ben Shemuel omer, he'ir peneha mizrach, says Matya ben Shemuel, the Kohen would not say Barkai, but he would say that the entire east sky has lit up. According to him, Matya ben Shemuel was an officer in the second Beit HaMikdash, he would say that it was too early to slaughter the Korban Tamid when there was simply a glow of light coming in from the east, but the Kohen who sees it has to wait till the entire eastern sky is lit up before that announcement is made. Ad shehu behevron vehu omer hen. The other Kohanim would ask him, do you see that the whole eastern skyline is lit up? Or even all the way back to Hebron, which is very far away. And then he would say, yes, we specifically are mentioning Hebron over here to think about Hebron, which is the Ir HaAvot, the city of our forefathers, where they were buried in order to bring them in to what's going on in some way, shape, or form.